Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
You know, I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The past few days, we've been talking about leadership on our daily calls. If you want, and you should, be the leader God wants you to be.
Now more than ever.
More than ever. If you want things to be different in your life, more than ever. The number one thing you need to change is not your job, circumstances, environment, relationships, or income. It's you. We must first change our heart and our head to see ourselves the way God sees us. And that begins with changing our attitude. Our attitude is determined by the collection of the dominant thoughts in our mind. So in determining the proper kind of attitude for change, we have to look at Philippians 2:5 in the New Living Translation. It says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Years ago, people were wearing bracelets, some still do.
That's true.
With the initials of a very probing question. WWJD. Then I ask, what would Jesus do? Before you ever do, you think. Perhaps a more probing question would be WWJT. What would Jesus think?
True.
We want to repeat a phrase because we want to make sure that each of us grasp the full implications of this phrase. Before you do anything, let me say it this way. Before you do anything, think like he would think. I want to say that again. Before you ever do anything, think like he would think.
You know, the great news is that you can know with certainty what Jesus thinks. And the only thing is required for you to do is to read your Bible and do what it says.
Yes.
Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, and we often quote him, says what the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. However, if we have a negative or a kind of a sour, bad attitude, we're not going to conceive or believe, and most certainly we're not going to achieve what we would really like to have as goals. Success cannot come to us unless we're willing to change our attitude, which will change what we put and feed our minds. It's also important to understand that success cannot manifest around us until it is established within us.
That's good.
I'm going to say it again. We need to realize that success will never manifest around us until it's established within us. That's why we keep pointing day by day by day to the Word of God. Developing the right kind of attitude within us is a scriptural and spiritual assignment. And here are 7 ways to think like a leader.
Number one, a leader will have the right kind of attitude. Ephesians 4:23, Classic Amplified Bible. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. The scripture gets very specific when discussing the kind of attitude we should have. We quoted earlier Philippians 2:5, New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. The contemporary English version of Philippians 2:5 puts it this way. And think the same way that Christ Jesus thought.
We've mentioned that several times
week. You may be thinking, that sounds good, but how do I receive or develop that kind of attitude?
Mm-hmm.
Big surprise.
Here
7 words.
Again. That's right.
We mentioned it, I think, yesterday. Yep. Read your Bible, do what it says.
And I mentioned it this morning.
Amen. You must change, renovate your thinking before you can replace the old with the new and become the leader destined that you've been destined to be.
That's right.
Romans 12:2, King James. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for renewing, G342, means renewing, renovation. When you renovate a house, you may take out the old unsafe electrical wiring and put in the new. You pull out the old flooring and add in new flooring. You're replacing what isn't wanted with what is. If you're renewing your mind, you take out the old way of thinking and put in the new. That's why we love the New Living Translation of Romans 12:2, which says in part, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." We assume the leadership mantle by changing the way we think, by having the right kind, the God kind of attitude.
Number two, proper planning to prepare your attitude for tomorrow. We need to make no mistake about it. A leader will do the right things before they go to sleep each night. He or she will properly plan the day that they're getting ready to face. Put it into God's hands. So it should be no surprise that we're sharing with you one of the seven things that you should do before you go to sleep at night.
You know, honey, when I wrote this, seven things, it is the most read thing that I've ever written.
On our website. Yeah.
Thousands of people have read this.
Hallelujah. And have profited because we've gotten testimonies.
Yes.
First, this is what we do every night. Create a to-do list of the things that you want to accomplish tomorrow. Let's get ready for it tonight. Second, journal the great things that God's happened to you during this day. Regardless of how the day went, which we're about to, you know, we just need to rejoice. There's going to be something this day you can rejoice over. If nothing else, and I mean nothing else, you've had the ability to read and hear and, you know, take notes today and prepare for your day. But I guarantee you that you'll sleep better if you end your day by praising God.
Absolutely.
Third, create a nightly confession about what tomorrow and how it's going to be the best day of your life. And you can say it something like this.
Can I do it?
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that September 11th will be the greatest day of my life, a day filled with opportunities beyond my imagination and expectation, a day filled with revelatory insight, divine connections. My desire is for you to be glorified in everything that I'll do on Friday, September 11th, 2020.
Today.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And I have a friend whose birthday is today. So, yep, even that. It is. Anyway, fourth, never go to bed mad or frustrated with your spouse or children. If it's something that can't be resolved instantly, write out the problem briefly on a sheet of paper. Pray over it. Lay it on your nightstand and ask God to deal with it while he's giving you sweet sleep.
That's good.
Fifth, clean up, pick up, and so you'll be ready to get up. Do the dishes, clean up the living room before you go to bed. Believe it or not, you will be so glad you did in the morning, especially women are this way. It may seem like a small thing, but it gives you a better start to the day, really, when you walk out and know that there's not leftover chores that you're facing first thing in the morning. That's why I did dishes last night. Sixth, lay out what you plan to wear the next day. This saves you a lot of time in the morning, eliminates indecision, and ultimately probably save you some frustration. And seventh, plan how you will dress your mind for tomorrow. Lay out the CDs or the teachings that you're going to listen to or on your smartphone or on your car when you're going to work. And nevertheless, don't settle for what happens to be airing on your commute. It needs to be a conscious decision on your part, and you will be glad you did.
That's so true, honey. So true. Number three, begin your day with happy hour.
Woo.
We're not talking about alcohol experience. We're talking about getting high with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
During the first hour of the day. Our scriptural guide for the morning is found in Psalm 5:3, New International Version. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. My morning expectation brings daily manifestation and his rewards. Proverbs 24:14, Classic Amplified. So shall you know how skillful and godly wisdom to be. Let me read this again. So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus to your life. If you find it, then you shall, well, there shall be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. Many mornings, we've shared this with you before.
Oh, yeah.
We get ready for work, listening to a number of different songs.
I mean a number of different songs.
Right now, Holy Water.
That's it.
That's one of them.
By the We the Kingdom?
We the Kingdom. And
Hallelujah.
We like the version with Tasha Cobbs Leonard in it as well. For years, I'd listened to Old Happy Day.
That's right.
Edward Hawkins Seasons.
Because this joy that I have, there's all kinds of great songs we've had over time.
Yeah. Can't Stop Praising His Name.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
By Ron Canole.
We could keep right on going.
We sure could. Forgive us for the digression.
It began each day.
Yes.
Filled with supernatural expectation about the manifestation of God's presence, peace, protection, promises, power, promotion, and provision.
Wow.
And by the way, the songs we listen to in the morning, we we don't listen to it one time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we put the song on repeat. That's it. We do. And
we get doused with the Holy Ghost.
That's exactly right.
A good dose of the Holy Ghost. And it just does wonders for you today. Believe me, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting ready and listening to more as we.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yep.
We also like Graze in the Garden.
That's it. There's so many. And let me just say one other thing. I want to add this in today. I was talking about my friend having her birthday today, and not only that, she got married today. Yes, she has her anniversary and her birthday on 9/11.
Wow.
You know, it's a tough day, but at the same time, you know what? The power of God. I heard this the other night. It's really impressed me by a preacher. You know, we are light in this world, and when you open a window at night, or you open the curtains at night, the darkness doesn't come in. The light shines out. We are to be light in this dark world.
Absolutely.
We need to be the ones who have a great attitude today, no matter what. And we're not going to finish today, so.
No, we're not.
We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Hallelujah. We're not. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com and check out this week's two-minute video. By the way, I just came across a text I got sometime recently, not a text, a Twitter, from Gary. He said, whenever I'm feeling down, I read some of your blogs and they lift my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your insight. That really blessed me.
It does bless us.
God allowed me to see that again.
We appreciate hearing feedback on Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. People say it. I just needed that. And that really means a lot to us.
Means a lot to us.
If
it's blessed you, let us know.
That's it.
All right. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking, Rich Thought. It's going to be a great day.
It is. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.